Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. Today, I want to talk about the overarching concept behind the suite of apps that we have launched Geode Blockchain with, why we went in this direction, and a little bit about what each can do, because you have not seen anything like this on anywhere else. So let's get into it. That's what we're going to be talking about today. If you need to book time with me directly, the links are in the show notes, as well as links to books, resources, and all the things. Enjoy. So the big idea behind the suite of apps is we knew we wanted to build the blockchain, and we knew we wanted it to be a native layer one, because we looked at some of the other layer ones around there, and either they were too expensive to operate on, or there was something about the governance that we didn't like and that we didn't feel was quite right. And each one, and we just couldn't find one that was exactly the right fit. So we decided to launch our own layer one chain. And with that, we wanted to create truly a new economy, truly a new economy. What do I mean by that? There's some great research out there on what it takes to start a town. And I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they talk about what it takes for a town, physically actual town, to begin and to grow and actually become established is you have to have several things. You need to have a bank. You need to have like a grocery store, some kind of a market where people can buy stuff. You have to have means of communication between the people and from those people to the outside world. You need a school. And those are the four big things that you need. And if you have those things, the town will begin to grow and flourish. And so I'm like, right. So if you truly want an alternate economy, you need to have a basic set of utilities. You need to have a bank. Got it. Basic, you have to have coin, and you have to be able to send that coin between people. And okay, got it. You've got to have a grocery store or a market of some sort where people can buy and sell. Got it. We wrote a smart contract that replaces Amazon. Yeah, we did that. We wrote a smart contract to replace Amazon. And what's great is smart contracts don't need to take profit, so people can buy and sell. And there's nobody in the middle taking a cut of the profit. People can buy and sell directly with each other. So we got it. We got the bank. We got the market. Means of communication. Communication is very important. So we made a couple of different means of communication. One is a public broadcast communication. That's the social app that replaces Facebook, X, whatever your favorite social apps are. And so there's the social apps. You've got that for public broadcast. And then you've got private messaging, because not every conversation wants to be broadcast publicly. I know, shock, but for real. Sometimes you want your conversation to be private. Sometimes you want private messaging between two people. Sometimes you want private messaging between a group of people. Newsletters are also nice and useful. So we created the private messaging app, which has all of those features. So that effectively replaces your email and your text messaging and your secure encrypted apps for private messaging between two people, between groups, or for newsletter style lists. So that takes care of communication. And I would add one more thing to what you really need for a true economy and to start a town. And that is people need to be able to find work. I know they kind of left that one out, right? Why would you move to a town if you can't find work? So that's why we created a smart contract to replace LinkedIn, the copyright, and patents. So Life and Work is a smart contract where people can declare their expertise, their educational milestones, their work history, their good deeds, because we get experience and skills from those too, the things that we do to volunteer. You can register your intellectual property of all kinds, whether that's books, paintings, art, patent concepts, all of it, register your intellectual property. And for all of these things that you claim, people can come in and endorse the authenticity of those claims of, yes, that was your unique idea. Yes, you did work there. Yes, you did get that degree. And so this helps everybody put their skills out there so that they can find work and collaborate. And so your work life has to be there. So the Life and Work app is what does that. And then made a few extra apps to kind of go with it. There's one that's a private exchange, which is more of a Craigslist style, where you can list that you have crypto for sale. You can list any coin you want, as long as it's not a security. And you can ask any coin or fiat for it that you want. And it's just Craigslist style. You tell people how to contact you if they would like to buy it. And they can contact you. You take that offline, off chain and offline, and go handle that yourself. So a Craigslist style private coin exchange. And one extra bit for the safety of the community, which is suspicious activity reporting. And I like this because this was a really tough question. How are we going to handle it when bad actors choose to do bad things on the system? Right? Because any town eventually attracts people of nefarious intent. How are you going to handle that? What we wanted to avoid were centralized systems of policing. So what we did instead was create a connection between the community and law enforcement officials. So anyone in the community can report a suspicious activity. So if you see something going on, maybe there's a listing on market selling something that you believe is illegal in their jurisdiction, make sure it's illegal where they are, not where you are, because laws vary greatly between different places. But if you see somebody doing something illegal in their jurisdiction, you can report it. And then what happens is that stays private, except law enforcement entities, whether that's local, national, or international law enforcement, can get an account to view all those reports. And that's the way we decided to do it. So that's suspicious activity reporting, so that the law enforcement agencies that already exist in the world can, in fact, come into the chain and gather that report as evidence as they do their due diligence to take down the bad guys who may be mucking it up for the rest of us who are in it for the right reasons. So that is the suite of apps that we have. So to kind of summarize, we chose to create an actual alternate economy, but that means we had to have all these capabilities, right? You need to be able to find work. You need to be able to move coin. You need to be able to communicate publicly or privately. You need to be able to declare your intellectual property and take ownership of it. And all these kinds of things. And so that's what we did. We created smart contracts to replace everybody's favorite stuff out there in the centralized world. So we've replaced Amazon, LinkedIn, patents, copyrights, Facebook, Twitter, your email, your text messaging, Craigslist. Holy cow. And we're really just getting started. I'm thinking about replacing Spotify. Just because I think it would be fun. But I'm a little busy right now. We'll get there. So this is the basic suite of apps. This is why we did it. And I can't wait to see what else people build on Geode. So get to it, y'all. Put in your ideas. If you've got ideas for building apps on Geode, we're happy to offer coin grants to help you make that happen. Hit me up on the DMs. Let me know your ideas. We're also happy to teach you and coach you on how to do it. So maybe you're a little bit new to it, not totally sure, you have questions, we're here to mentor you as well. Geode has a 50-year runway, so we're not going anywhere anytime soon. So join us, friends. I'll see you on chain.